Bezashim's book, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Chiyus, the laws of hired labor in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments, which we continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing that of the Dal Tremrim, which specifically in this Perek we discuss the exemption that someone has because of an Oinus. Like we said, regarding a Shemesach, or Shemachinim, a Seicher, they're exempt when the Oinus happens. So here the Rambam qualifies that halacha. As Rambam begins halacha regarding if there is a claim, as we referenced this in the previous parak, of an oinus, but if it's in a place where there are many witnesses that would have seen that, regarding then his responsibility of that claim. Shemer shatoyin shenenes oinus gadol. So if there is a custodian that makes a claim that something way beyond his control happened, kugin shbudo mesa, let's say it broke or died, im nenes b'malkim she'id mitzuyim shem, if the oinus happened in a place where there's many witnesses that are around, and he's claiming it happened over there, so matzrichen, I said, royal tanas shenenes, that we require a proof regarding his claim that there was such an oinus, that people come and verify that. And then he's going to be exempt even from the oath of the custodians, and he'll be exempt from paying. Now, but if he doesn't bring a proof, Yisham, then he has to pay. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, it says, Ein Raya, no one saw, then Shavuos Hashem, Din Mishnayim. Then he takes an oath between them to go ahead and swear that it was an oinus, and then he's left off the hook. But the inference is, but if it's a place that is possible to bring a proof, Ein Shem Shavuos, then there's no oath, because either brings proof or he pays, because there was people who saw. Let's say he claims that it was an oinus in a situation, in a place where there's no witnesses that are around, some deserted place, then we don't require for him to have a proof. That's the halacha where he swears that an oinus happened, he'll be exempt. Now, let's say he brings witnesses that he was not negligent regarding the item, then he's exempt even from an oath. And actually, Ma'aseh Echad, there's a story of an individual, that he brought a barrel of wine with pay, and he was getting wages for carrying this barrel. And it broke in the marketplace of Mechazah. And they came in front of the sage and they said, hey, this marketplace that you're claiming that the barrel broke, there's many people in that marketplace. So therefore, you can't just swear, say, oh, it's an oinus and you'd be exempt. No, like a shem esacher is. Either being proof that you were not negligent, rather you stumbled and you fell, because people could say, oh, we saw that happened. Or you have to pay for its value. You can't just swear that's what happened. Anything like something like that has this halach. Halach continues with a certain exemption to the norm of a takan chachamim regarding someone who's transporting, related to that case that we said, a barrel from one place to another place for wages, and it breaks, a special takan chachamim. So if someone's transporting a barrel from one place to another place for wages, and it breaks, so din tayru sheisham, according to biblical law, he has to pay. It's not a great oinus for that it breaks. And so what are we saying, that he's going to swear and get off the hook, like we said in the previous halacha, that he has to bring a rai, he was in the shuk? What do you mean? It's not an oinus gadol. But it has shvira, the fact that it broke, it's gneva v'aveda. It's like when the case of stealing, when it gets stolen or lost, shuhu, where the shem esacha, where he's getting paid for this, is chayben, is actually liable for this. So what are we saying, that again, that was, he has to bring a proof over there? What do you mean, proof what? You're actually liable. No, aval tiknu chacham, but the sages instituted, sheichayv shvua, that all he's required is an oath, shlei pasha, that it was not negligent, like we said in the previous halacha, and then he's going to be left off the hook. Why? Shemata misham, because if he says he has to pay, in l'cho adam sheyav achavis l'chaveri, there's not going to be anyone who's going to transport a barrel for his friend, because these things happen. They made the breaking of the barrel, like the death of an animal, and like when it gets an injury. And therefore, we consider like an oinus to let him off the hook. The Osa instituted regarding this following case. If there's two people carrying b'moik with a stick, the nishbur and it breaks, they only have to pay half its value. Why? As follows. Now, such a load is too big for one person to carry, but for kalig b'shnayim, it's easy for two people. On some level, it's like an oinus, because it's something beyond their control, but at the same time, it's not such an oinus. So therefore, they did it somewhere in the middle, mashal mechza, they have to pay only half. Im yesh eid mishlei pashaba, as long as there's witnesses where people could have seen that they were not negligent, and again, then they're exempt from a shul, like we said in the previous halacha. Now, nishbur b'mokam shein eid mitzum, let's say it breaks in a place where there's no witnesses around. So nishbon, they have to swear, shalei shabiru b'pshir, that they didn't break it with negligence. And mashal mechza, then they pay half of its value. Sharei lohoyu loholech lahavidah, because really each any one of them should not have transported, only a load that he could have carried himself. And actually, mekana talomet, from here you learn, in other words, from this that we're holding them liable for half because of the heaviness of the load, and they're saying that you should not have accepted such a heavy load that's too hard for one person to carry. There's one person that's carrying such a large barrel. There's not normal for a porter, for some delivery guy to transfer, to carry. That's considered actually a negligence. If it breaks by him, he has to actually pay for everything, and it's not going to be anything that in the previous case, when there's two people, so that's not considered such a negligence. It's like somewhere oinus, not oinus, but that would be considered a negligence. We have to pay for everything. Halacha Gimel continues with the payment for a barrel, continue on this type of a case, but what happens if the value of that changes? So Hasabol, regarding a porter, that he breaks a barrel of wine that's for a storekeeper, and so he's liable to pay, for example, let's say he broke because of his negligence. Now, its value, be Yemeshuk, on the market days, Arba, is 4 Zuzim. Ubashahayam Shleshan, on the other days, it's only 3. Because on the day of the market value, it's worth more than it is on a regular day, because you're going to be able to sell it. So if he gives it back on the day of the market day, he has to give back either the barrel of wine, which is what he damaged, or Yisham Le'abo, he has to pay 4, because that's what's worth today. As long as the owner, the storekeeper, didn't have wine to sell on the market day. If he had, so it has nothing to do with that. He would have been sitting in the reserves anyway. But he lost out that 4 that he could have sold on the market day, so you have to compensate him for. But if he had wine, then even though he gave him back in the market, they only give back 3 zuzim. Now, let's say he doesn't give it back on the day of the shuk, but rather on some other days, then he only gives back 3, which is what its value is on that day. Now, at any time, again, whether it's the Yom HaShuk or any other day, you will diminish from what you owe him, the effort that he would have had to put in selling it, which has monetary value, and the diminishment of that the hole is when you make a hole in the barrel. If there's anything like that, you have to take off from the price that he, quote-unquote, would have made. You have to take that off from that value, and you pay that amount less. Halacha Dalet continues with this halacha of Oinus, regarding if it's mauled by another animal or of captivity. So regarding a shepherd, Shabbos Zeivim V'Tofim Memenu, that wolves came along and mauled it and tore it apart from the shepherd. So Im HaYizei Bechad, if it was just one wolf, in Zeinus, it's not considered Zeinus. I feel B'Shas Mishlacha Zeivim, even if there's a plague of these, there's just a whole bunch of these wolves flying around, it doesn't make any difference. There's only one that came right now. Even though it was an epidemic, he's gonna be exempt. Now, the Mahi Shnei Zeivim, but if it was two wolves that were coming at him, his oinus, that's considered beyond his control. Shnei Kalavim, two dogs, ain't oinus, that's not oinus. Afil Bo Mashtei Ruchas, even they're coming from two different sides, which makes it more difficult. But Hayos Hashem was more than two, and his oinus, that would be considered an oinus. List of Mizuin, armed bandits, Hadehu oinus, that's a case of oinus, that's beyond his control. Now, Afil Haya, Harayi Mizuin, now, even if the shepherd himself was also armed, Uvola, list of Mechem Mizuin, only one armed bandit comes, Hadehu oinus, considered oinus, why? Because the shepherd will not give up his life like a bandit will, and if it's considered, the odds are stacked against him. Hari a lion, a dove, and a bear, a nomer, and a leopard, a pardalus, and a cheetah, a nachash, and a snake. Hari a lionus, and these are wild creatures that are dangerous, and they're considered anoinus. Now, Amos, when did we say this? When these wild creatures or these elements come on their own. Let's say he brings them to an area that are with wild animals and with bandits. It's not considered oinus. Chavashem has to pay because he brought it over there. Halacha hey, roya shemotze ganav. If a shepherd encounters a thief, the hischel is scars by and starts provoking him. Well, aroysa, and he shows him shenachesh, man, I'm not concerned for you. Vamali actually even tells him, haday on the bemakom plane, I want you to know where we are. We're staying in that place. Kach v'kach v'rem, this and this, how many shepherds we are. V'kach v'kach klei mocham yish lono, and there's this and this amount of weapons that we have. V'oysa listen in the tzach v'lokach, man, now that bandit actually ends up coming and overpowers him and actually takes it from him. Actually, the shepherd's going to be liable. And the reason that is, listen, like we said in the previous halacha, whether one transports the animals to a place of wild animals and bandits, or maybe has to listen to or he essentially is bringing the bandits by provoking him to the place of the animals. The same thing, you provoked it, and therefore whether you bring the animal to them or them to the animal, either way, it's going to be liability of the shepherd. Halacha Vav continues with the expenses that the shomer has to do and regarding the returning of the item to the owner. So Raya, a shepherd, that he should have saved the animal that was being torn by a wild animal, or from captivity. How? By getting the other shepherds to come, or its sticks, to save what he was watching. He did not call the other shepherds, he did not bring sticks to save. And he's a chayv. That's liability. It's negligence. He should have done it. Echad shemechinim v'echad shemesachah, whether an unpaid custodian or paid custodian. Now, Ella, but the difference is, shemechinim, that the unpaid custodian, koyer royim, he calls shepherds and maybe makulis, and he brings sticks, bechinim, only if it's without pay. But if him loy matzah, but if he can't find it for free, potzi's exempt. Avashem shemesachah, in contrast, the paid custodian, chayv liskert hardoyim v'makulis. He has to actually rent and pay for shepherds and sticks ad kidei demeha behema, until the amount of the value of the animal, kidei lahatzel, so that he could save it. And then he goes back and he gets those wages back, what he spent from the homeowner. He didn't do this. And he should have rented and he didn't rent other workers to come help him. It is a peshev. That's considered his negligence. He's going to be liable. Now, who does make such a claim? Sheitzalti says, yes, I saved your animal through other shepherds, but Bishar, I had to pay them for their coming to help. So what he does, Nishba, he swears, but Naitel Mashadon, he takes what he claims, because he could only make a claim up until the value of the animal that is watching, and because he could have said that it was torn by another animal, and we would have believed him with an oath, and he doesn't have to bring witnesses that he saved with wages, and the reason for that is because he has a migur, because he could have claimed that it was torn, he would have gotten the whole value of the animal, but he could have kept onto it, and maybe we should believe his claim that he spent this money according to the value of the animal. But v'yishov ben nekitas chayfetz, again, he has to swear by holding a holy object, and then kolnish b'manit, like all halachas, when you swear and you take something, which is what he's collecting, his expenses that he spent. Halacha chest continues with halacha of treifa, of it being torn by a wild animal, when it's accepted that he doesn't have to be watching it. So doya sheinich edrei bolair, a shepherd who left the flock and he came back to the city. Whether it's a time that all the shepherds generally come back into the city for a break, or whether it's not at a time when the shepherds usually gather, and wolves came and tore the sheep, what he was watching, or a lion came and pounds. So Einam don't say, wait, had he been there, he would have saved it. And it's his negligence. No, rather we evaluate him. Had he been able to save, had he been there with shepherds and sticks, then he's liable. If not, Pud is going to be exempt, even though he wasn't there, because we evaluate that that's what happened anyway. Now, if it's not known what it would have been, then he has to pay. And the reason for that is because he's chayv shvua that there was an oinus, and he can't swear because he wasn't there, and he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know if he could have saved or not. Now, if you're liable for an oath and you can't swear, then the halacha is you have to pay. Halacha test regarding what happens if the oinus, which exempts him, came because of a negligence, which is why he's liable. So, Mesa Behem Kedarka. Now, if an animal dies in a normal way, how is it considered beyond his control? But a part of the shepherd's exempt. But Sigfa Vemes, but let's say he abuses the animal and then it dies, ain't oinus, that's not considered oinus. Now, let's say to Kafatu, let's say the animal overpowers the shepherd and it frees itself, or also Lorsha took and it goes up to the top of a cliff, or the Kafatu Venufla and it forces its way out of him and it falls off. How is oinus? So that's oinus, that's beyond his control. But hell, a little Rashi took, and let's say he brings the animal up to the top of a cliff, or he should also make a leo, or goes up on its own, and he could have stopped it and he didn't stop it. Although it pulls itself away on the top of the cliff and it falls, the meisor nishbar and it dies or it breaks, chayv is going to be liable. Why? The end was an oinus. Because anything that starts off as a negligence, what are you bringing the animal to the cliff? Even if it ends up being beyond his control, chayv is going to be liable. And so too, let's say a shepherd who brings the animals over a bridge, and then one animal pushes the other one over the cliff, over the bridge, and the animal falls into the current of the river. He's going to be liable. Why? He should have taken them one by one. Although the ends of being in Einus, it was Tichlas V'Bashiyah. Because the guardian is only getting paid to watch a full-fledged protection. Since he was negligent in the beginning and he took them all at the same time, although it was beyond his control when it actually fell, he's going to be liable. What happens if the Einus happens not because of his negligence, although he was negligent? So let's say Pashaba, let's say he was negligent, where let's say he didn't close the door appropriately, and Biyatzla Agam, so the animal goes out to the swamp, an unprotected place from thieves and wolves. But if a Mesa Shem Kedarka, but it dies in a normal way, so Pati is going to be exempt. Why? She'en Yitziyasa Gormala Shatava the Oinazek, because the fact that it went out, although it was through his negligence, is not what ended up causing this Oinaz that happened at the end. Holy Kedarka Mesa, since it died in a normal way. So Malibi Beishem, what do I care if it happened in the house of the custodian, Malibi Agam, what do I care if it was in the swamp? But if, let's say, a thief steals it from the swamp, and even if it ends up dying in a normal way in the house of the thief, then the custodian is going to be liable. Why? Although he's an unpaid custodian who is exempt from theft and when it gets lost, because even if it wouldn't have died, it's lost in the hands of the thief, and it's going out through his negligence is garma l'ligon. That's what caused it to be stolen. And then he's going to be liable for the negligence that caused the theft. And the fact that the animal died is not going to let him off the hook for the fact that the stealing, which is already a problem, was through his negligence. Bechein case was anything similar to this. And therefore he's going to be chayiv because his pshia caused the onus.